I'm easily bored. And we're only about half an hour into a 3-hour train journey. You've got the book you reckon you're going to read on holiday, open in your hands. You can tell I'm looking at you, but you're staring at the pages. I put my hand on your leg, just above your knee. Then I start to slowly run my fingers up along the inner seam of your jeans. You shift in your seat and laugh, reminding me that we're on a train. I lean closer to you, my mouth centimetres from your ear. I don't care. Don't mind me. Get on with your book. I kiss your neck, running my nails slowly up and down your inner thigh. Then I trail my fingers along the outline of your cock. The way your breath catches in your throat is gratifying. You try to cross your legs, but I grip your thigh, keeping them apart. You look at me, part trepidation, part arousal. People will see, you tell me, under your breath. I lick your neck, collarbone to ear. I don't care. You're hard now, but I'm moving my hand upwards, under your shirt, across your stomach, slowly up your chest, enjoying the feel of your skin. You can't stop your sharp intake of breath as I pinch your nipple. I stroke the palm of my hand slowly back down towards your cock, watching as your expression becomes increasingly helpless. As I squeeze you through your trousers, I kiss you. You moan into my mouth. I squeeze again. You move your hips to meet my hand. I squeeze harder, loving how much effort it takes you to stay quiet. You're still holding that book, but your breathing betrays any pretense at reading. As I undo your belt, then the button of your jeans, then I unzip. I'm looking at you, daring you to tell me to stop. I know you won't. I slip my hand into your underwear. I grip your cock. I can feel you throbbing for me. Fuck. As I slowly start to move my hand, I lean in close again, so close that you can feel my breath on your neck. I want to fuck you. I want to climb onto your lap and ride you. You're so hard for me. I know you want to. You want to be inside me. You want to feel how tight, how wet I get just before I come. An announcement interrupts, informing us that we'll shortly be arriving at the next station. I remove my hand abruptly. The look on your face. Careful. People will see. The frustrated noise you make is gorgeous. I know you were close, but I don't.